Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're at Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montier for the workday afternoon. On September 25th, leading material science company Dow and national sports agency Sports Singapore, or Sports SG, announced a pioneering partnership to catalyze circular economy solutions in Singapore. We find out about their first initiative in this partnership when Dow's Asia-Pacific President John Penrice and Sports Singapore CEO Lim Teck Yin join me on the phone.
The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Joining me on the phone right now, Dow's Asia-Pacific President John Penrice and Sports Singapore's CEO Lim Teck Yin. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. I am really looking forward to this conversation and we're going to get right into it. The other C and O shoe, We See the Future project, will give a second life to used sports shoes by aiming to recycle 300,000 pairs of shoes and divert them away from the landfills into building new sports infrastructure, such as jogging tracks, fitness areas, and playgrounds over the next 3 years. This is the first project of its kind in the Asia Pacific. Let's start with you, John. Could you tell us what was the impetus behind this project?
Well, I think both organizations are very committed to sustainability. And this project was just a way of putting our strengths together, which are very complementary between Dow and Sports Singapore, to make a start on the circular economy. It's really about giving those new lives to shoes that would otherwise be going into landfill, and just starting to make a dent on the circular economy and starting to move away from what we've been doing historically, which is we make stuff, we use it, and then we dispose it. And that's not a sustainable way for the long term. And we need to start addressing that now.
We were talking before the interview went live with Lim Teck Yin from Sports Singapore. We want to bring you into the conversation. You know, when we were kids, we all had one pair of shoes. We went to school in it, we went jogging with it, we went cycling with it, but we all have one pair of shoes. Now, I think we have closets full of shoes in different colours and stuff. So do you think you can get Singaporeans to give up some of those shoes, especially the older ones, for a project like this?
Well, thank you for having us, Clarissa. And I would just like to echo that point. Today, you know, society will become much more voracious consumers. And with such great fashion icons wearing shoes that used for sport, I think a lot of people are having more than one pair of shoes. Mm. And what do we do when they wear out? It may not completely wear out, but we may already embark on getting a new pair. And so this project certainly makes us, on one level, think about how we can recycle those shoes to good use in the community. But also, I think it makes us more aware of how we are consuming.
All of us are a little bit guilty of being a bit throwaway these days. It is so easy to buy a new thing, and that shiny new thing we don't need before we buy it. You're right. You know, it's not a case of it's worn out and we've got holes in our shoes before we buy a new one. We buy several new ones before they really wear out. I think it's going to be quite easy to get people to part with it. So let's talk about the initiative that does involve the public in this project. There is a shoe collection drive launched on September 26th, which is World Environment Health Day, and will end at the end of November. Can you tell us more about how the public can choose to drop their used sports shoes at the collection points where they are, perhaps, so that we can all get in on this and help this circular economy along?
Let me take that question. Foremost, we are making collection points available at our Active SG Sports Centres. But there are other partners that are starting to get on board. We know that the Decathlon Sports Store has set up 12 collection points across the island in their stores. And we've had inquiries from more partners, even as we speak, wanting to get on board on this project. I think everybody sees what a great idea it is. And as I was just discussing with John beforehand, collection will be one of the major logistic operations that we have to be able to conduct. But thankfully, with enough partners, I think it'll be easy for people to drop their shoes off.
So when do you actually know if it's working and Singaporeans are getting behind it and dropping off their shoes? Because it's just been a few days since you started.
Well, we did a pilot project for the Kallang Football Hub last year. And over a two-month period, with little publicity and with the help of a couple of partners, we managed to collect 21,000 pairs of shoes. I think this time around, we're making a big push with the campaign. And frankly, even though we said that this campaign runs till November, we do think that we will continue beyond this period of time, if there's a need to and if there's a strong interest to do so.
Right. Okay, now we're going to bring John back into this conversation. What intrigues me about this is it is a question of recycling. So you're taking old shoes and you are turning them into jogging tracks and what have you. There is technology and R&D involved in this. Can you expand on that technological and R&D expertise that Dow contributed that goes into this project?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges of all of recycling is you're taking materials that weren't designed for that purpose and try to modify them in a way that they can be repurposed into another application. And so there's nothing off the shelf here. So we took the bottom and midsoles. They get ground up mechanically, pretty simple, old-fashioned process. But then the real technology is then the binders that we use to give the right density, the right springiness to the track. And that's quite a lot of R&D that goes into that too, because what you're aiming for is the same quality and performance as the original virgin materials. So, you know, innovation is going to be one of the key pillars of the whole circular economy. We talked about collection. Collection's a huge challenge. And that's kind of why we're so excited to partner with Sports Singapore on this. It really is the community engagement. Because a company like us, can certainly partner on technology. But we really need the consumers of Singapore to bring their shoes in and address the collection issue. And if they can bring them, we're pretty confident that we know how to turn them into something more usable. And in this case, a jogging track or potentially other applications down the road.
We're speaking with Dow's Asia Pacific President John Penrice and Sports Singapore's CEO Lim Teck Yin. What actually blew my mind, because I didn't know this, that current jogging tracks were made using recycled tires. And this is actually potentially better for the environment, more environmentally friendly using our old recycled sports shoes. John, could you tell us a little bit more why that is?
Yeah, what's really important here is that you also minimize the amount of travel that any of these materials do. So, for example, the recycled tires are all today being imported into Singapore from Malaysia. And so you've got the transportation costs there and the carbon footprint. So there are really two challenges we face, one of which is climate change and the carbon footprint that we are all creating in our everyday life. And then it's the second question is the one we've been talking about, which is how we better use the materials that we've already created. And so if in this case we can get local collection and local recycling and local use back into a jogging track, we eliminate all of the carbon footprints that the recycled tires go through.
We bring Teck Yin back into the conversation. You mentioned a pilot project, Kallang Football Hub, which hasn't opened yet. But I was actually interested in how feasibility tests were conducted, because no one would have thought to use recycled sports shoes for track.
Well, yes, you're right. The Kallang Football Hub opening has been delayed, but I've been down to the facility to look at the completed track.
Right.
From its look and feel, you can actually not differentiate it at all from the normal running track that we have at our sports centres. So from the performance of the track at this point in time, I think we're very happy with the performance standards of the track. I understand from our partners in Dow that there is an estimation that the useful life of this track remains comparable to the other sort of tracks that we have right now.
That was going to be my next question, because, you know, this is a new thing that we're doing, or that you're doing. Is it going to be as good? Is it going to be as long wearing? And you're saying pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think from a certainly, although the technology is new, the materials are not new to Dow. And we've been using these type of materials in shoes. And we do a lot of durability testing and data and lots of years of R&D on how do you manufacture shoes that will be durable. So we're pretty confident that this will be very equivalent to the existing material durability.
How much track or other such things that you can use within a sports center will 300,000 pairs of shoes give you? Because you've got the initial pilot project was 200 square meter area, or it's a 100 meter two-lane jogging track, and you said it was, what, 27,000 shoes or something like that?
Yeah, this one, actually, we did a back-of-the-envelope recently on this one, and we think that the 300,000 pairs will actually generate about a 20-kilometer length of jogging track.
Right.
So something in that region.
That's a lot of track.
Yeah.
That's great. That's also probably some playgrounds if you want to use it in other areas.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, this is a project that involves the community.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that the community wants to rally around a project like this, I think we will find good uses of it in jogging tracks outside of sports stadia, but also in our precinct facilities. You could see it being used in playgrounds in our HDB estates. And it's about the involvement of everybody and raising awareness on a broad scale, even in our schools.
That's true. There are certainly facilities that could benefit from this sort of thing within our schools. There are jogging tracks in schools as well. John, this is the first of its kind, that project that you're doing. Is Dow looking at more partnerships and initiatives like this in Singapore, in the region, as we go along?
Yeah, we'd be very interested to look at scaling this project outside of Singapore in other Asian countries. And we're also quite involved in other recycled projects where we're using the same concept but in different applications. For example, we're taking waste plastic, shredding that and using that as a filler within asphalt rolls. And again, instead of that going into landfill or even worse, getting into the ocean, we're looking at your old polyurethane mattresses. And instead of them ending up in landfill, how do we give them a second life and bring those back into a usable format that can actually make a new mattress in that case? So very ambitious in terms of what we're trying to do with a goal that we've set ourselves, which is around stopping the waste, where we're looking to eliminate 1 million tons that normally go into a landfill or the ocean and collect, reuse those, or recycle them by 2030. And so all of these projects are part of that. And all of them individually are small, but collectively can really make a difference.
Tik Yin, we will end the interview with something that you said. You want to bring in the community and have everyone involved. I'm going to help you out here. According to a report by market research company Statista, an estimated 22 million pairs of shoes are sold in Singapore annually. Statistics from the National Environment Agency indicate that 161,000 tons of textile and leather waste were disposed of in Singapore in 2019, of which only 4% were recycled. Now, here's a question. I think maybe John can answer this, but both of you can help with this. How would a project like this potentially move the needle in that recycling percentage in the right direction?
Well, if I go first, you know, there is a lot of awareness building that we could create through a project like this, right? Ultimately, what determines how successful we are in moving the needle in any of these sustainability projects is consumer behavior.
Right.
And being able to not just think about recycling, but also think about waste in the first instance is something that we should be working hard towards raising awareness around. This project looks at trying to recycle worn-out shoes. And to the extent that consumers become aware that their shoe may still have a useful life and continue to use it before buying a new one and then finding a second life for what remains, I think this is where we're trying to go with a project like this.
I'll just add that all of these projects have three things in common. They need companies to come together and organizations to come together to collaborate. And many of those will be new collaborations that have never existed before, like between Dow and Sports Singapore. The second one is innovation, because every application will need that innovation. And then the third one, I think Tekian has covered very nicely, about the community engagement. We as consumers have to take a responsibility and, you know, bring those shoes or bring those used articles to a collection point, so that this circular economy can actually work.
I like the fact that it involves everyone. It involves a company like Dow in your technology. It involves the community. So every one of us can feel involved. And then, you know, even though it is Sport Singapore that benefits because it's new track for you, at the end of the day, as a Singaporean, I get to use that track. So it's, I love how it's so synergistic for everyone involved.
Yeah, and I think you're right. We all have a role to play as consumers here.
Now, I would just echo John's point that it's great that Sport Singapore can partner a company like Dow, who's got a lot more to offer. And I think we are also working on other projects that will see us bringing these type of innovations more and more to the table.
All right. We have that shoe collection. Let's remind our listeners how they can be involved. A shoe collection drive has started. Members of the public can choose to drop their used sports shoes at any of the 30 collection points, including active SG sports centres and stadiums. There's 30 participating education institutions all over Singapore. And Tekian, you said Decathlon as well has got collection bins as well now.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so you have no excuse. You've got old shoes, you've got old sports shoes. Drop them in and be a part of this initiative. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I've been speaking with Dow Asia Pacific's President John Penrice and Sports Singapore CEO Lim Tek Yin. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're on Money FM at 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.